This podcast episode is sponsored by Navy Pro Tools. As business owners of Ever Pretty Beauty Studio, we understand the importance of using the highest quality tools and hygiene products.
We instantly fell in love with Navy Pro Tools when we first invested in their cuticle pushers named Ethel and Doris. Their titanium coating gives them their signature gold look, but also helps minimise cross-contamination, and we were blown away by their precision.
Hygiene has always been a top priority in the studio, and using the Navy three-step hygiene process has allowed us to work safely and effectively, giving us full confidence. Navy's hygiene system has been created with the help from Dr. Fenton, an infection prevention and control expert. If you wish to place an order, you can use our code PRETTY10 for 10% discount.
Hello and welcome to the Beauty Edit podcast, a podcast solely dedicated to the nail and beauty industry. The Christmas rush is soon approaching, and to get us into the festive spirit, Chantelle, owner of the Clawgasmic Network, is going to join us to chat all things Christmas nail art.
We hope Chantelle will help inspire and get your creative juices flowing. We can't wait to hear Chantelle's story and what motivated her and Jovan to create the Clawgasmic Network. They have kindly gifted our listeners 10% off the Clawgasmic Digital Pack. Simply go to www.clawgasmic.com/TBE to receive 10% discount. This is a video coaching course to help you gain more clients and grow your business. It contains social media tips, business tips and confidence boosting advice. We hope you enjoy this episode. Hi Chantelle.
Hello.
Hi Chantelle.
Hiya. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Really well, thank you. Thank you so much to agree to come on the Beauty Edit podcast.
Oh no, I'm honoured. I literally love what you guys are doing. Like the whole positive and inclusivity and just building the industry closer and building these connections is all what I'm about. So I love everything you guys do.
Oh, thank you. That's exactly how we feel with you and the Clawgasmic Network.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's amazing. To get us started, would you mind giving us an introduction to yourself and your journey into the industry?
Yeah, sure. So I've been trained for 16 years. And when I very first finished school, I just went straight to college and I did a national diploma in beauty. So everything, massage, waxing, tanning, lashes. And nails, all of it. And I just fell in love with the nail side of it. I just knew that that was the thing that I loved. I just seemed to gravitate towards it. And then when I finished college, I live in a really small little town called Basingstoke, and there's not many like beauty places for you to go and get jobs. However, the beauty college is quite big, so there was loads of girls and not many places for us to go.
Oh, so,
I ended up working at Nails Inc. in our Debenham store.
Oh, yeah.
Which I loved. I absolutely loved it there. And I was there for about a year. And then I thought, do you know what? I've done the whole diploma. I should really go and get a salon job and just try everything else. So I went and got a job in a salon that I still to this day, I just loved it. It was one of, well, just the best few years. They were amazing. And while I was there, I very quickly then realised that, no, actually, I do just like the nails. So carried on doing that and built up like a really lovely clientele with that. And then one day Jovan said to me, look, you love all this nail art. You love all these glitter and arty things. Jovan's my partner, by the way. He's amazing. He's a technical whiz. And marketing specialist. And he said to me, let's set you up a blog. And I'm not going to lie, I feel terrible now, because at the time I thought, oh, this is your thing, not really my thing. Like, I don't know how to do a blog. I don't know if this is for me. Anyway, I let him do it for me and I absolutely fell in love with it. And then just by, I don't know, absolute chance, I got contacted by an incredible lady called Katie Jane Hughes. She's now a makeup artist. And she asked me if I wanted to do London Fashion Week with her and do the model's nails. And I was like, yes, of course. yeah. And I went to my salon and I said, oh my gosh, I've been given this opportunity to do London Fashion Week. And I totally get it. They just couldn't give me the time off. You know, I was the only tech at the time there that was doing the lash extensions. It was just when lash extensions was coming out and it was really popular. And they said, look, if we start giving you unpaid leave, we're going to have to give people unpaid leave. It's just not something we can offer. So I was like, okay. So I came home and I thought, oh, well, how would I get into London Fashion Week if I didn't get just offered it? Like, I just feel like I can't let this chance go. I've got to do it. So I actually handed in my notice, worked my month's notice and went to London Fashion Week. So a week's work. And I literally loved it. I met some incredible people there. Just had the most amazing experiences. I just, yeah, just kid in a candy shop, all the clothes and everything. however, obviously it was a week. So after that, I didn't have a job anymore. So I was like, right, okay. We had a holiday booked to Jamaica and we went to Jamaica. And while we were out there, I was just so inspired by the people out there. They're just the happiest, friendliest people. And they just really inspired me, because whatever they did or whatever they enjoyed doing, they all seemed to make a business out of it. Like, if they had a car, they had a taxi service. If they loved cooking, they would cook and then sell their food at the end of their gardens. Or if, you know, because we went to stay with some of Jovan's family, so we did like half of it at like this retreat, like resort, and then the other half we were in this beautiful, like, it was just gorgeous, not far from the beach, lovely. But the people there just really inspired me, just how much just determination and fire they had. They were just like, yeah, we're going to do this and we're going to make it work. And they did. And they were all running their own little businesses and they were amazing. And I said to Jovan when we were out there, like, if they can do this over here and have this much happiness and they're all living the absolute dream, I should just go back and try and open a salon. And he was like, yeah, why not? Like, you've got nothing to lose. It's not like you've got to quit your job. You're already not earning any money.
You're already unemployed.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what's the worst that could happen? And I was like, do you know what? Yes. So he was incredible. We came straight back. We looked for a room to rent. So I rented a room in the back of a suntan shop. And at the time, I didn't have much money. I literally had enough money to buy my desk and a trolley. And my granddad had given me my couch and my wax pot. And I had like 5 gel colours and a base cut and a top coat, my Biosculpture ones and my shellac ones. And that was it. I started and I was there for 7 years. I absolutely loved it. Obviously built and grow my products and my knowledge and my clients over that point, to the point where I was fully booked and just absolutely loving it. So Jovan helped me market and all that sort of side of things. And it was called Little Bits, actually, which is a really, I always like telling this story. So Jovan's dad calls me Little Bit because I'm tiny. I'm 5 foot, well, I say I'm 5'2", but I'm not going to lie. I think that's why my hair's in a bun on the top of my head. I think I'm actually just 5 foot. And he's like 6'6", 6'7".
Oh my God.
Yeah. So the very first time he met me, he went, oh my God, you're tiny. You're like a little bit of a person. And it just stuck. He called me Little Bits. So my salon was called Little Bits because I was like, going to do little bits of nails, little bits of nail art, little bits of waxing.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah, and that was what it was called. And like I said, we were there for 7 years and I absolutely loved it. But we started Clogasmic alongside it because me and Jovan always wanted to have an online business together. And we just found a space. Obviously, like I say, like, I admire what you guys are doing so much. And back then, it was exactly what you guys are doing, what I wanted to do. I just wanted to create a really positive, safe space for people. Because I just wanted to really scrap the whole catty narrative that you see in like the beauty and all that sort of industry. Because I really don't think it needs to be like that. And I don't think it is like that anymore. So yeah, we started Clogasmic to basically just uplift and educate people and just spread some positive vibes. And it was our little business together. It just started with us posting little positive quotes, reposting other people's work that I loved, and me just sharing some of my tips and tricks alongside my salon work. And then in July last year, I stopped my salon to have my little boy, Kingsley. He's just amazing. He's incredible. And then the world fell upside down. And obviously I was on maternity. I was due to go back and do some art classes, some master classes, some one-on-ones. and have some events, and we were going to get all this fun stuff together and balloons and Prosecco and have a really good time. I was really excited for all that. Hopefully one day we can do that and get all the donut walls and all that out. But yeah, obviously the world had other plans. So then we just really knuckled down on Clogasmic. So during the first lockdown, we started the Clogasmic Nail Network, which is our nail art website. And during this one, we've started a digital coaching pack, which is just an online pack that goes with our workbook that we wrote a few years ago about helping people build and grow their clientele, really. So that's it. That was the journey, I think. I think I've got it all in there.
How long ago was this when you started Clogasmic?
Oh, it's been about 8 years now that we've been.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's been about 8 years. And I think lockdown almost shifted the path of Clogasmic a little bit, because when I first started it, a lot of the followers and the interactions that I made, amazingly, and Instagram just blew my mind, it was overseas. So Canada, Canada, America, lots of, you know, obviously there's incredible artists all over the world, but people like Home of Diva was amazing. She was incredible. We had loads of really lovely conversations with her, and Susie from Nail Career Education, people like that, just incredible influences. And again, like yourselves, just positive, lovely people. But with lockdown, and I think with the world going into lockdown at different times, obviously, I guess when you're then on the story, you're relating to people who are doing the things that you're doing at that time, if you know what I mean. So different parts of the world weren't in lockdown when we were, and things like that. So it's been really lovely, actually. One silver lining of lockdown is we've kind of been thrust in different directions and met loads of different people from more where we're from as well, which has been so nice.
Yeah definitely. So am I right by thinking then that you also have like an online sort of membership that runs for Clogasmic?
Yes, we do. So that is the Clogasmic Nail Network. So it's $14.99 a month, and we basically release new nail art tutorials every single week. So you can watch them back whenever you like, as many times as you like. And we release at least 9 new videos every single month, but they get drip fed in every single week. So with the first lockdown, obviously, we got inspired by seeing all of the incredible workshops. And I did a couple of workshops myself. But I said to Jovan, and he was sort of saying to me, like, why don't we create a website where people can just go, and then it creates a real community. They can watch these videos back whenever they like, however they like. We wanted it to be really inclusive, so we don't mention any like brands in the network or anything. I think there's only a couple of times we have, because we just want everyone to feel like they can take part regardless of whatever they use, no matter if you're brand new or if you've been doing it for ages. Hopefully you can pick up something new. So when we had the first lockdown, we obviously connected with so many techs and some artists that I actually met when I did London Fashion Week all those years ago as well. And I just said to them, you know, would you be up for joining in the Clogasmic Nail Network and just giving us like a nail art tutorial, and we can release them every single month, and just a really positive place for people. And so many said yes. So yeah, there was 8 wonderful ladies that joined me on that. Obviously after the first lockdown, when we could all go back to our salon jobs, which is amazing. Some of them can't commit to doing every single month now, but there's some incredible features. Some of them do still give content every single month, and obviously I'm there making content as well. So like I said, there's still at least 9 new looks every single month, and new ones coming out every single week, just to inspire and just get your creative juices flowing. So we're gonna this one's come in and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing where it's going to go. There's 80 videos in there at the moment. So
wow, it's a fabulous idea. I know, like you mentioned that you were inspired by the workshops that went on in lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the average cost of a workshop is £10.
Yeah.
If you'd have done 9 in that month, that's £90. That's a lot of money to spend, although you obviously get it back. And I think £10 for some of the things we were able to learn is incredible.
Yeah, definitely.
But I guess Clogasmic is possibly a little bit more cost effective if you're planning on doing quite a few.
Yeah, definitely. And I just like the idea of all the comments and stuff underneath each video. People can comment and things like that. So a nice way for people to connect with other people as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really excited to see where it's going to go. And it's been good for me as well. It really gets my creative juices flowing. Like, seeing what some of the other people have have posted as well. Like I saw you did a live with Christina from Nailed It Pinner. She's given us some incredible videos. Jojo from Meraki Nails Cardiff is amazing. My friend Tinu, who I met at London Fashion Week, and Meta, who I met at London Fashion Week. I'm going to make sure I mention them all now if I'm shouting that out.
You're going to have to shout out.
Then there's Abby, who is amazing. I actually worked with her at the Suntan shop. Abby's Nails. She is Abs, Nails by Abs. All of them are tagged on my Instagram, by the way, if people want to go and check them out. Who's there? Abby, and then there's DD Beauty, Nicola, who works in the same town that I work in as well. She's absolutely lovely. Sophie's Cozy Corner. Sophie is just lovely from there as well. Is that eight? And then I think there's nine. Is me?
Yourself.
Me? Yeah, just make sure I mention everyone. Hang on 2 seconds. Christina, Jojo, Abby, Nicola, Tinu, Emily. Emily's Nails and Makeup. Did I mention her? Emily.
No.
Okay, Emily, she's incredible as well. Yes. So all of them, they're amazing. And yeah, it's really exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing where it's going to go.
Yeah, we are too. Keep a close eye on it.
Yeah. Thank you.
So obviously the idea of today, although it's, you know, we want to get to know a bit more about you and Clogasmic, we also wanted your sort of expertise on Christmas nail art.
Sure.
So we thought that this might be really fitting for the fact that we're all, when we're recording this, we're all sort of in lockdown, but hopefully in a few weeks' time, we're all going to be back to work and mm-hmm. every client is going to want Christmas nails.
Yeah, get the glitter.
We're just going to be thrown straight in at the deep end.
I know, right?
We go back. We're going to be super, super busy.
Yeah. And make sure you've got glittery reds, glittery golds, glittery silvers, yeah. glittery greens, yeah. all stocked up, because you can guarantee every client is going to want a shade of glitter.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I think, I know like people are talking about Christmas and the uncertainty around are we going to be able to spend it with family and things like that, but I'm certain that will not impact people still wanting to brighten the nails with yeah. Christmas designs. The minute the Christmas tree goes up and
yeah.
we just get into that Christmas spirit. I know it's been a horrible year, mm. a horrible year, and especially for some people, seen some awful, tragic stories this year. Mm. But I think it's definitely made us value time, value family, value everything that we have.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think for Christmas, it will be different, mm. but different in a good way.
Yeah, and I think as well, like, for me, I think it's just highlighted how incredible the nail industry is and how important we are into people's lives, because it's that whole thing, isn't it? It's not just nails. Like, when you're sat with your client and you're having a nice bubbly chat, you're uplifting them, they uplift you. You know, I know I've had it before sometimes yeah. where, like, I would be having, like, a terrible day or something personal has happened or whatever, and people used to say to me, like, I'll take the day off, don't go to work. And I'm like, no, I need to go to work, because it's not just nails, it's everything. Like, when you're with them people and you're having a laugh and you're having a bit of a chat and you're having a bit of banter, and or you, there's nothing better, is there, than you creating a look on someone's nails and they look down and you just see that smile and you're like, yes, they love them, you know, and that lasts for 3 weeks. They're going to look down at their fingers and be like, oh yeah, my nails look great, this is great.
Yeah.
So I think, like you say, after this lockdown, hopefully we can get back in for Christmas, and I really do think that the industry will just boom again, and we can spread a bit of happiness to people, and vice versa, we can get back with yeah. people again.
100%. So going on to, like, sort of Christmas nail art or winter nails, let's say, what do you think are, like, the must-have colours for this season?
So kind of like what you were saying, I think with Christmas you need to make sure you have a green, red, classic red, like a proper nice bright red, like a baby blue and a white, yes. But also like a gold and a silver. But then for maybe people who just want like a nice classic Christmas look, I don't think you can beat like a deep red either, like a nice rich red.
Yeah.
Always looks nice matte as well, doesn't it, to add a different texture to it. And then I've been saying a lot on the network as well at the moment, I think the trends that I'm seeing a lot is lots of nude bases, like a really nice neutral base, a nice sheer pink, sheer beige base with, like, I call it micro art. So like tiny little bits of art, you're seeing like smaller bits of art rather than it covering the whole nail, is like a real trend right now. So I feel like that's a good thing to invest in as well. Just getting a nice selection of nudes so you've got something for every skin tone.
Yeah, yeah. I've noticed green of all shades has become really, really popular. And
yeah.
Quite a few years back, we would have green and it would sit on the shelf and nobody at all would pick green,
mm-hmm.
whether it was a light green, a dark green, a sparkly green.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm seeing these lovely, lovely dark greens,
mm-hmm.
And they look beautiful.
Yeah.
It seems to be really popular. It seems to be popular in like home furnishings as well and interiors as well, does green at the moment. So. Yeah,
definitely. Such a good colour.
Yeah, but like you say, you can never go wrong with the classics either, can you? Like like I said earlier, a sparkly red every year.
Yeah.
Like, people literally hold out to have that sparkly red in our salon. Like,
yeah.
They'll be like, oh, I won't have that this time because next time I'll come in, it's my, usually they'd say things like, it's my Christmas party, so I know I want that sparkly red I had last year, you know, for that occasion. Yeah.
And you know, I never ever wear red of any shade. I'm either a nude, a French, or a really dark, like, plum.
Nice.
And the only time I've ever wore red is at Christmas, a sparkly.
Yeah.
Sparkly red. I think it was number 63, Moulin Rouge by Biosculpture.
Oh, that's, I love really that one. Yeah, I think that was just always on my Christmas order list when I had my salon. Every year I was like, oh, I need to make sure I've got Moulin Rouge. I need to make sure I've got Moulin Rouge. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, and what other ones is there? There's like Ruby Ritz in CND shell. Like, you can never ever keep that in stock.
That is a fabulous one, isn't it? I love that one. And what's the darker one that they do? So it's a slightly deeper. I can't think. I think
Shelby, run downstairs.
Yeah, I've literally got my drawer here, but I don't know if I had any more of it. It was like a deep one, and I'm sure. Oh, I do. Garnet Glamour.
Yes, we've got that one. Yeah.
I'm doing the classic beauty therapist rustle in the bottle.
Yeah. And what was the gel bottle one? That was like, was it called Roulette?
Yeah.
Roulette. Oh, yeah. Use that one. Yeah. Nice.
Oh, so many.
But we actually had a bit of this is a couple of years ago, when Ruby Rich used to be on like almost like a limited edition. Like scenario, they'd once sold out of it on Sweet Squared and we literally could not get any bottles anywhere, and we were literally trading with people. What we were saying to other salon owners, like,
I'll do you have a kidney.
Yeah, we were like, do you have another bottle? And there were like a salon owner and she'd bought a few bottles, and I was like, please, we'll buy it like more than full price. Like, we were doing anything to get our hands on them bottles.
Yeah,
and this is what I mean. Us nail techs, you know, we go all out for our clients. So passionate. I love the passion in our industry for what we do.
Yeah, I do. Could you give us some really easy and quick, obviously salon time friendly,
mm-hmm.
Quick Christmas nail art ideas?
Yeah, sure. Top of my list. And I know it's probably one that a lot of people are a little bit nervous of doing. So I have got a free IGTV over on my Instagram of how to make chromes last. But I would say chrome nails. If you can nail a chrome nail, it's got the wow factor. It's gorgeously shiny. If you've got more time, you can add like some tiny little bits of art to it. But just a classic like shiny chrome manicure is just stunning. Absolutely stunning. So in IGTV, I've got my tips on how to make it last, how to keep it smooth, all those sorts of things like that. So I'd say a chrome look is always a winner. And also like a full glitter look as well. And again, there's another free IGTV tutorial on how I recommend you apply loose glitter to nail arts. And then the possibilities are endless. Like, you could do an ombre with glitter. I always recommend, if you want a super, super sparkly Christmas look, mix a holographic glitter with like a normal glitter and ombre it together. So ombre the holographic shade into like your normal glitter shade from the base to the tip. So that video is over on our IGTV and it's just so sparkly. It's so beautiful. I definitely got honked at about 24 times at red lights when I had that on my nails one Christmas, because every time I stopped my car, you know, when you're like, ooh, and you get like distracted at your nails and then the cars are like, beep, beep, and I'm like, sorry.
I thought you meant honked because people could see your nails.
They were so happy about them. No, I wish, that would be great. No, they were just like, what is this car doing? They've been there for ages, and I was actually in the car just admiring my nails, like,
And no, also it's quick. And
so quick.
Christmas is really busy.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's great if you've got hours to spend with a client to draw, you know, Christmas puddings or penguins or things like that. But when you're back to back and you're trying to sort of get the cash in, as we say, it needs to be quick, but something that we can charge extra for as well.
Yeah. Or even just looks that you personally like doing. And just put a Christmas twist on it. Like this year, especially, we're seeing all of these incredible skinny French manicures. Do a red skinny French tip manicure, you know, or a green skinny tip French manicure. Like that will be so cool. It's such a nice Christmas twist on a fashionable trend that isn't going to take you too long to do.
Yeah. This is really making me miss our salon, talking to you. I'm like, oh, I want to play, but I need to paint the salon first. I'm feeling like I'm missing out. You know, I want to play and I want to go watch your Instagram TV and just do some Christmas nail art.
I know. I do miss that, definitely.
It is the best time of year, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. I just think it's such a high vibe time of the year. And even though we're all literally worked like to the floor, like I love all the memes that you see on Instagram around this time. Like, did you see the one where it was like, this is an x-ray of a nail tech's chest at Christmas and it had loads of like chrome in the lungs, and I was like, like you're literally covered in it. When I used to come out of my salon, Jovan would look at me when I got in the car like, are you okay, hon? You're literally covered in glitter. Like, it's on your forehead, it's on your nose. I'm like, I've had the best day, babe. I'm not gonna lie, I've had so much fun today.
Oh, I used to like come home from work and then go like in the shower, and honestly it must have been in manicures and bra, because there'd be glitter on the bathroom floor and I'd be like, where is it come from? It must be in my bra.
Literally, it's so funny, isn't it? It's just everywhere. I love it. I love it.
Just throw that glitter everywhere.
Pack it around. It's got to be done.
I saw one of your lives the other night though, where you knocked over a pot. And like my heart just sank. I was like, no.
And it was my favourite as well. My favourite gold chrome. But I'm so clumsy. I am so clumsy. Like, when I had my salon, I was just forever knocking things. I did it mobile for about two-month period from when I came back from Jamaica. And we were finding a room to rent and doing up my room. I did it mobile, and I cannot tell you how anxious I felt going into people's houses, because I was like, Chantel, have you knocked something over here? This is the house. This isn't your room anymore. Like, you can't just knock glitter on the floor. Like, this is the house. And I was like, oh, do you know what? I need a safe space. Yeah. That I know if I knock glitter flying, I'm just going to be like, it's okay, I can sweep that up, it's fine.
Chantel proof.
Exactly that.
I knocked over a few pots of glitter over the years, but mum absolutely put, what's the saying, the cherry on the, yeah, the icing on the cake. When she knocked a wax pot off the wall.
No,
I can still remember it to this day. I mean, you just imagine it were nearly as bad as the time when Corey, Shelby's brother, decided he were gonna, when he were little, like, you know, the Sudocrem cream.
No.
Just like plaster that all over the telly, all over the car, all over himself from head to toe. And you just can't wipe it because it's like oil, and it would just, it just won't good.
This is good though. You've just given me a massive mum hack. I'm going to make sure that I keep Sudocrem away from Kingsley now, because even just you explaining that, I can just imagine how hard that is to get off, because it's on for days, even when you put it where you want it, isn't it? It's still there 24 hours later.
Can you imagine like when they're covered from like head to toe and you're thinking, how am I going to get this off? So you stand them in the shower and it's like, it's just like waterproof. It's like, oh my god, this is not coming off. And like you're trying to wipe it off the TV, and when I say we're covered, the entire telly was covered. And it's like it was just sliding everywhere, and I thought, oh my god, my husband's gonna kill me when he gets home from work.
So the
wax pot was a very similar one, it shall be.
Yeah, I just walked into like the treatment room, saw what she was like, mum was on her hands and knees trying to scoop the wax up with like couch roll. I just walked in and I went, I'll come back later.
Oh, is someone calling me? I've got to go.
I just just thought, I'm not getting involved in this one.
No.
I once also carried, like, in one of our old salons, there was an upstairs and a downstairs, and the kitchen was upstairs, so we had to carry the, like, dirty pedicure bowl up the stairs to empty it. And as I went to go take the step, I, like, tripped, but all the water, like, swung forward in the bowl. But then it, like, swung backwards like a big tidal wave. There was literally dead pieces of skin on my face.
No!
I've done loads of stuff over here. I would, the same steps that Shelby's talking about, I was running upstairs with, like, some coffee cups, and I tripped, and the coffee just went up into the air, like, up the wall, and then I just come back down into the salon, and I was dripping wet, my hair was soaking, and I was just covered in, like, coffee, and I just looked a mess.
No!
But, yeah.
Do you know what?
They're don't
all
worry.
The fun stories, though, aren't they? Like, they're all the fun. And at least they weren't in front of clients, I guess. If you were on the stairs,
yeah,
that makes it a little bit. I'm just trying to, yeah. It's still, yeah. I know it's not ideal.
So don't worry. We all do it.
Yeah, and glitter and chrome last ages, so I don't know if you found this, but if you do ever knock over a pot, you've sort of always got enough left over, and you never really lose the whole pot.
Yeah, defo. I managed to say salvage the bits on the table, so.
Yeah. So then, do you ever use anything during Christmas when it comes to nail art, such as, I don't know, decals or stamping, things that, you know, if you want to create something a bit more elaborate, makes your life easier?
At the moment, I'm loving, I know different brands come to different things, gel paints, art gels, absolutely incredible for creating really intricate little designs because it's so pigmented, so much thicker. Really, really good. So I'll definitely be using things like that over the Christmas period, especially for doing little snowflakes and little drawings like that. I must admit, I'm very new to the whole decal world. So in the Clogasmic Nail Network, Sophie's got an incredible video about that. And I learned so much from that. That's the other good thing about this network, is because it's other people as well. We're learning off each other at the same time. So yeah, I've not really used the decals, but like stamping plates, I love those sorts of things. I'd say my favourite sort of looks to create are anything that's got a bit of sparkle to it. So I love adding glitter, I love adding chrome, I love adding foil. So foil gel is like a massive thing we've seen arising, obviously, over the last
year.
And it's incredible for creating really fine little details as well. Like I've added it into some of my tweed looks for some of the autumnal looks that are on there. Really, really cool. I would imagine as well, like at Christmas, I've not done this, I'm just talking off the top of my head, but you could draw little snowflakes in it and then just put like silver foil on to make like silver snowflakes, things like that. So yeah, love those. And flakes, not just the glitter, but like the flakes, like there's like little chunks of glass for like deep opaly backgrounds and things like that. I love all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, they look lovely. It gives, like, if you use flakes, you can make like a really lovely, like, frosty kind of background, you know.
Definitely.
I love Christmas. I love nail art.
Oh,
just quickly talking about chrome, do you have a favourite that you really like? Have you tried lots, and have you found that there's just one that you prefer?
Yeah, I have tried lots. My absolute favourite is the one that I threw all over my desk the other day, which is called Elizabeth from Magpie Beauty. It's just the perfect gold. It's not too yellow, it's not too silver, it's not too brassy, it's just a really nice gold. And I love all of their chromes. I just find that they go on really well, and they've got so many colours. And I find that they don't look too some chromes that I've used, it still looks, it's, they're beautiful, but they almost look like a really, really, really fine glitter. Whereas these ones really look chromey. Yeah, these ones look like a sheet of chrome, if that makes sense.
We haven't got Elizabeth. We have got, is it Tara?
Tara. I think it is.
Yes.
And that's lovely from Magpie.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
We do need to get Elizabeth. In fact, when we come off this podcast, Shelby, we need to order because we need to be prepared.
We're in for Christmas. With Tara or Tiara, I can't remember which one it is.
Tara, I think. Oh, no, maybe it's Tiara. I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, let's check before we
go. Have you not got it in your drawers?
Oh, yeah. They're right here. Hang on a second. It's Tiara. Yeah, it's
Tiara.
And if you put that over the top of a really bright coral, like a a really bright orangey pink, it makes a really nice rose gold chrome.
No.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
So how did you ever find that out?
Because I just, honestly, when I was at the salon, I was that, so that was, if I had my salon for 7 years, 8 years, 2013 I opened my salon. So what's that? That's 7 years ago. So I was at the salon at least 7 years ago, and I would do nail art on my hands all the time. Like, even if I had a gap in between clients, I'd be doodling on my fingers. I remember even at school, could you, like the gel pens, like the pastel gel pens, I'd always be drawing little doodles on my nails and things. And at the salon I was at, not in a horrible way, but people used to like joke and almost take the mick a bit and be like, for God's sake, Chantel, have you not got anything better to do? Like, if you've got that much time that you're going to draw tiny little things on your hands? And I'm like, yeah, I love it. Like, I literally love it. So I've just always played with different things and mixing different things together. And I was going on holiday and I thought, oh, do you know what? I want like a really bright coral. And then I was like, oh, but I want it to be shiny. I'm going to put tiara on top. And then I was like, oh, no, this looks like a rose gold colour. This is absolutely lush. So definitely try it. It looks gorgeous on toes as well.
Ooh. Mm. While we're on the subject of chromes, can you give us any tips? Because I know personally I've encountered problems with chipping when I've used chrome.
Yeah.
It's like wearing on the ends, I'd say. I did some like French tips with it the other day. I only did like two of my nails just to see if the product I was using was going to work. Mm-hmm. But then I found after a couple of days, even though I'd like top coated it, mm-hmm. quite, what's the word? I put quite a lot of top
like
coat
encapsulated.
On. Yeah, it still were wearing on the tips.
Yeah, yeah. So what I would say, I've got like a few little tricks that I do. So say you have your nail, you've done your base coat, you've cured it, your first coat of colour cured, second coat of colour cured, then you want to go in with your no wipe top coat. But once you've done your no wipe top coat, take your nail file. So you know you seal the end of every nail, when every layer. So you'd seal the end of the nail with your base coat, and then you seal the end of your nail with your colour.
Yeah.
And then your second colour. Then you're going to come in with your no wipe top coat. Once it's cured, take a nail file and very lightly file the end. So you don't want to file through that you break the seal of all the other seals that you've done, but you don't want to cap the end really with your no wipe top coat gel. Then put your chrome on and then double your top coat and seal the end with your top coat, because by doing that, where you've not got the no wipe top coat on the end, it just means that when you double top coat, it's kind of stuck to the colour underneath, and I feel like that makes a better seal.
Right.
That's a good tip.
Does that make sense? Right. Without actually showing it.
Yeah. We will give that a go. And that's a top tip for any listener.
Give it a go. It makes all the difference. And obviously, I think sometimes, it is hard to, you don't obviously want to say, it's guaranteed to work. But obviously, like, wearing your gloves and things like that. But it is a bit trickier, like, on the ends. But that tip definitely has made a difference for me. And using, like, a slightly thicker thicker product to encapsulate it in as well. So if you do like when I've done it with a biosculpture gel and I've done like sealer and then my gloss top on top, that really helps to seal in that end.
Or like you could use like a clear builder or something like that.
There's definitely like some companies do two different top coats. They do a thicker consistency and then a thinner one. Maybe the thicker one will help seal that a bit better.
Definitely. And then going with like your no wipe at the end or whatever, because I do find sometimes no wipe top coats seem to be a little bit shinier, don't they, a bit glossier, so kind of use that as your last one.
So another sort of problem that a lot of us come across over the years, and it can be, I find this can be with certain products, like certain gel products that I've used that seem to not give me an inhibition layer, but I know a lot of people struggle sometimes with getting the foils to sort of stamp and stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or the glitter.
Yeah, or glitter does sort of, you sort of put it on and it just sort of wipes off.
Yeah.
It doesn't really stick properly.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice if we are encountering that problem?
Yeah, definitely. So exactly like you say, it all depends on the brand and the products that you use. So I've used a few different brands over the years. Like I love Magpie, I love Shellac, love Bio. I've also used, like I said, at the beginning of our journey with Glorgasmic, we were working with different companies overseas. So there's a product called Bio Seaweed Gel. They're amazing. But some brands, like you say, don't have that much of an inhibition layer on them. So if you do find that, mix your glitter with like a builder gel. So get your palette, use your builder gel, like a clear builder gel, and mix it quite a heavy ratio, so quite a lot of glitter to like a little bit of builder gel, and do two coats of your builder gel. That will give you a real solid glitter look over the top of your colour.
So that know, I've never thought about doing that.
Yeah, that makes it makes such a difference. So
it does.
Literally, get your palette, get your builder, or if you've not got a builder, if you use a brand that hasn't got builders, because like I said, I've used different things. And all of them I love for different reasons as well, I would say. Like, I wouldn't say there's one brand that I love above all the others. I love everything that I've sort of worked with before. But just get a builder, or if you don't have a builder in the range that you use, get your top coat, a couple of blobs of top coat on your palette. Mix it with quite a lot of glitter. Like I said, if you don't use enough glitter, it's going to be quite spaced out. Mix it with your glitter, and then two thin coats, I would say. Try not to blob it on, because then you're going to risk wrinkling and lifting and all that craziness that we don't need at Christmas rush time. Two thin coats of your glittery top coat or glittery builder. If you're using a builder, then you can just put like a no-wipe top coat on the end to finish it off. Or if you're using a top coat, then you might want to do another thin layer of top coat to just smooth it out a little bit. Or you could use a white block before you put your top coat on to just buff either your builder or your two coats of glitter top coat.
Yeah. Oh,
fantastic tips.
You know, though, years ago, I'm just thinking now out loud, we used to create what we would say was a glitter paste.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, years ago, and I guess it's a similar concept, but years ago, you couldn't really get like a highly pigmented glitter
gel polish
or a glitter paste.
Yeah.
So the old way of doing everything was to create your own, basically. You got your loose glitter and you got your top coat or your base coat, and you created yourself a glitter paint. If you wanted to do like a cuff nail or
yeah, we did
French tips. I remember years and years ago, I bet I was only maybe 16, I must have just sat and painted CND Shellac's Masquerade with gold glitter tips on the end.
Yeah.
Like back to back.
Yeah. And I think the problem with that, looking back now, is because we didn't have the products to be able to create like a glitter tip. Like now, we use quite a lot of like different paints, us, don't we? Like, we use Accents.
Yeah, they're like gel pastes.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Are they? I've never used them. I have to try them.
Oh my gosh, you need them.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Oh, okay, I'll get involved.
Yeah, they're so beautiful. In fact, I've got it on now. I've got a French and I've got it round the base.
I saw those the other day on the live. Yeah. They're gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Chantel. I did them.
The artiste and the model.
But yeah, Accents do a really lovely range of like a rose gold, like a champagne gold. They're beautiful. But thinking back to what Shelby just said, the problem with like doing a French that way back then, they were quite thick. On the edge, yeah. You know, and we didn't have builder gels and things like that to be able to encapsulate it, so you would get almost like that ridge and that lump on the end.
Yeah, technology has come on massively, hasn't it, since then. It gives you so much more variety and options, and it makes your life so much easier when it comes to doing nail art now.
Oh, another thing I've just literally thought as well, another way to do a full glitter look if you don't have a really tacky gel is, so do your base coat, cure, first coat of colour, cure, and then in your second coat of colour, obviously paint it on, and then use like the underside of a cuticle pusher, scoop up your glitter and just sprinkle it on top of the wet coat of gel, then cure it in your lab, and then you can use a builder gel to smooth it out and encapsulate it all in.
Yeah. Is that what they call sugaring? Am I right by thinking? But then with sugaring, you wouldn't top coat it, would you? Is that correct?
Yeah, so with sugaring, it's kind of a bit of a Marmite one, because it leaves obviously like, some people don't mind it and they're fine. Well, like with me, I would just keep fiddling with that. I need it to be smooth.
Yeah.
So
I bet it catches on your clothes and things like that.
But that's the sugaring. But you could just encapsulate that with a builder gel, and that would give you that nice, smooth, glossy, full-on glitter look as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many lovely like glitter brands out there as well, isn't there, that we're like spoilt for choice.
Yeah, so many. So many.
Do you have a favourite glitter?
What, like actual one glitter or
just one? Yeah. Yeah. Oh. If you could only have one and you had to wear it.
I don't know if I do. I just love all the glitter. I feel like if I could just bath in it, I would. probably anything, anything with a rose gold or a gold, or iridescence. I love an iridescent glitter. I love like a white unicorn-y glitter, I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
That sort of look.
Yeah, we've got loads, haven't we, in our kit?
Yeah. What I'm trying to think, what would I wear? Mine would have to be like a chunky silver holographic.
Oh,
like,
nice, yeah. Real glitzy.
I love a chunky one. Mm-hmm. Lucente do a beautiful silver holographic. I think it's called Silver Holographic Multi-Glitz, which
I think love. I've used that. Yeah, that's gorgeous. That's really, really nice. I do like that.
And then my friend always wears, and I'm talking all year round, and it really does wind me up. She wears a gold, like a chunky gold one, all year round.
Is she?
And I keep saying to her, you're going to have a different glitter. She's got better, actually. I am lying a little bit, but she has got better recently. But yeah, she said to me the other week, she was like, I'm definitely going to have my gold glitter tips back.
Now there's a surprise.
Yeah, I think some people do just gravitate to the same thing. I'm trying to think now. I want to give you like a yes, I would have that. Do you know? What's yeah, that? I think it would be.
There's so many, isn't there?
Yeah, I think it would be like a iridescent white glitter because I feel like they look good on every color as well. There's one from Jasmine, and it looks gorgeous on top of like a nude. I've done it on top of a hot pink, baby pink. So yeah, quite versatile one. So kind of
good
still
on, good on an ombre too.
Yeah,
they are. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
So going back to sort of like foil now, what products would you recommend to create like fine foil details?
Fine foil details. So yeah, you really do need to get like a foil gel. So I've Magpie Beauty have got a lovely one, and I've used the Lucente one as well, and I love both of those.
Yeah, we've used Lucente's and Stick It. Yeah, Nail Stamping Queen.
I've heard the great reviews of Stick It, but I've never used Stick It. And yeah, that's kind of the best things I think you can use for fine foil details. Just because then you can sort of draw it on and you can do little flicks. Obviously, get a really good striping brush and do really fine little details. Obviously, like say for little cuff manicures, French tip manicures, things like that. So yeah, a foil gel, I'd say, is definitely a must have for foil.
Yeah. We found that Stick It is a thicker consistency. So it's really good if you want to have like that 3D sort of like effect.
Like raised effect.
Yeah, whereas we found that with like Lucente, it's a lot thinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've also found as well with Lucente foil gel that I've been able to stamp with it. So, I mean, it's difficult because it's clear, but I was able to put it onto a stamping plate, pick it up on my stamper, and do like a leopard print effect with it.
Oh, how cool. You'll
have to give that a try.
Yeah, we will.
Only thing is, it worked perfectly on the tips, but then putting it, it's like anything in it. Sometimes you can do things on tips, and then when you go to put it on your client, it's not as great.
Yeah,
I just need to play more with that, but that's a really good idea. If we could get that to work with like snowflakes or anything like that, that'd be super nice, quick, super effective.
And I think probably one of the tips I'd say on foil is the foil itself. I find that thin, if they're really thin sheets of foil, so when you hold it up and you wobble it, it's literally so thin, they seem to transfer better than the ones that seem a little bit thicker to me.
Yeah, I do think, like, we've tried lots of foils, haven't we, Shelves?
There's definitely different qualities out there on the market.
Mm. Yeah. But, yeah. So, sort of talking about foils, and you did just touch on it then about, you know, like, if we're going to do, like, fine details and things like that to get yourself some really good tools or brushes, do you have any favourites, like, you go to that you... Or if you had... a line of brushes you would always go and pick up a certain one?
I've recently started using the Magpie Glitter Applicator Brush, and I love that because
we've got that.
Is that like quite fluffy on the end?
Yeah, I love that. Have you used it?
We do, and we do use it, but I will tell you our like secret of what we use for glitter brush.
I don't think it's secret.
Well, it should be, because it should be hidden away and locked away. But we have this really old Biosculpture gel brush, which just has been ruined over the years. And honestly, if you saw it, you would curl up and die, because it's disgusting. But it just seems to pick up the right amount of glitter every time. And we can't part with it.
Yeah, it's weird. I think everyone has them brushes that are old brushes that you just love. You can't part with them. They're like your go-tos, that you just love them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, do you know, if you've ever had like your gel brushes and for some reason something's gone wrong and it's gone hard or whatever, I always say don't throw them away, because you can use them for so much, like different glitters, different glitter top coats, all kinds of things. So it is worth keeping them old brushes. I mean, this brush must have been with us, how long, Shelby? 10 years?
Yeah, probably a lot longer than my career. Yeah, that brush, I'm telling you, has been there since before I were doing the sandwich runs.
But yeah, we've got loads. We've got like the magpie applicator, but then we've got the magpie, it's almost like a big fan brush, you know, afterwards, to give it a right good brush, any loose bits. I'm trying to think what else we use.
For like smaller details, we use like liner brushes. So we've got a couple from Biogel. We've got some recently from Crystal Nails. They're really good. We've had some from Lissette. We have literally just got a pot of brushes from every brand.
Yeah. I love some of the bio ones as well. I've used those. And do you know what though? I thought, don't get me wrong, I love a nice, expensive, shiny tool and all of this. And I think there's so many incredible things in the industry. But I bought a pack of nail art brushes from Poundland, and I kid you not, one of my favourite stripers I've ever used in my life.
Really?
Yeah, and that'll be one, like you, that with your bio brush, that'll be with me forever. Kingsley will be looking for, like, Mum, why have you got this? I'll be like, it's been with me since you were in nappies, and I love it.
I think the trick is, though, to find a brush that you like ones that we like, you might not like, Chantelle, because it's all to do with the brush weight and the length of the bristles, and I don't know, I feel like brushes can be quite personal.
I tell you what I am loving, and I mean, dotting tools, they're amazing, and you can pick them up really cheaply off Amazon.
Yeah,
but Dorothy from Navy Pro Tools,
I've heard lots of good things about this.
She's so sharp and fine that you can do like the smallest like
dot
basically, but really? Like she's like a needle almost on one end, that fine, that you can like just pull, you know, if you're going to do some snowflakes or some stars. Like we used to use toothpicks, didn't we? We used to have a jar of toothpicks. She is absolutely amazing. Honestly, like this lovely dotting tool on one end, and then so sharp, like a needle on the other end, and I've never seen anything like it.
Oh yeah, I have to try. I've heard really good things about that.
Yeah.
I know Sam the Daily Nail, she did a tutorial the other day doing I won't say they were snowflakes, they were more like little
galaxy nails.
It was galaxy nails. So she's got a tutorial of using Dorothy on Instagram TV, I believe.
I love her. I have to check it out. She's lovely, Sam, isn't she? Yeah.
We've got a podcast with Sam if anybody wants to go back and listen. I can't remember what episode. I think it were something like episode 4 of series 1. But her story and how the Daily Nail, is really clever. Really clever.
Oh, no, I'll have a watch of that.
Yeah, really good.
So before we let you go, Chantelle, we tend to ask this question quite a bit, but in regards to Christmas nail art, if you had to give any of our listeners one piece of advice, what would it be?
Ooh.
Put you on the spot now.
Yeah, one bit of advice. Do you know what? This is probably a little bit off topic. As opposed to like a practical tip, it would be have fun. Sometimes I feel like a lot of people, we get so worked up about creating the perfect this, perfect that, comparing to this, doing that. It's fun. Have fun. Just deep breath. Have fun. Remember that nothing is temporary. You can wipe it off. You can start again. Just have fun with it. And yeah, just, and also don't feel pressure to do things that are out of your comfort zone. If there's a nail art look that you nail and you're really comfortable with doing it, then do more of that, you know, talk to your clients about doing that a bit more. Just make it, keep it enjoyable, keep it lighthearted, keep it enjoyable. It's art, isn't it? You know, it's meant to be fun. It's meant to be a fun thing to do. Don't get stressed about it, especially not at Christmas time. And just practice. If you're struggling, practice. Remember that everyone that you admire had to start at square one too. So everyone that you look at now who's amazing, they all had to start at the beginning as well. So don't compare yourself and think, oh, I'm never going to be able to do it like that. I'm never going to be able to do this like this. Yes, you can. Just breathe, practice, take your time, find your little niche and your little looks that you like to create, master those, and just have fun with it. Have fun. That's
cool. I love that.
Yeah, we'll have that. Fun.
Yeah, have fun. Don't glitter around. Have fun.
Put it in your bra.
Have it on your forehead. Have some fun.
Well, thank you so much, Chantelle, for joining us to chat about Christmas nail art today. It's been so good to get to actually sit down and speak to you, but also get to learn about Clawgasmic.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I love what you ladies are doing. I think you're absolutely amazing. I can't wait to see your journey unfold. I think you're absolutely smashing it. So yeah, thank you for having me on. I'm honoured.
It's been our pleasure, honestly. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you've enjoyed our podcast, please leave us a review and subscribe.
We would love to connect with you on social media. You can follow us on Instagram at The Beauty Edit Podcast or join our Facebook group, The Beauty Edit Podcast Society.
Thank you so much again, and please do look out for another episode of The Beauty Edit Podcast.